I got to tell you this. I've said for a long time now that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. And I've said that Black Americans, I've said this for the last 29 years, that it's not racism that's keeping them down. Now we know racism doesn't exist at all, but it's the lack of good parents, the destruction of the home, and the lack of moral character, and that most Blacks, not all, but most, have been brainwashed, dumbed down, and demoralized. Really. If you really, 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 really pay attention, you would see that Blacks have no moral values. They don't, majority of them do not stand up for anything that's good. Majority of them stand up for evil. Anything that's evil, anything that's wrong, anything that goes against white Americans and against America, you got the Black vote. But and it wasn't like that when I was growing up. And it was the other way around. Most Blacks do it for good then. Now they don't. And most Blacks were not brainwashed, demoralized, and dumbed down. Now they are. And not only are they being brainwashed by white liberals and white liberal Jews and white liberal whites and white liberal Muslims or Black, or whatever color. What color are Muslims? Whatever color they are. The radical Allahu Akbar folks, they are dumbing them down. Louis Farrakhan, they use Black America for their own personal gain. People like Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, Oprah Winfrey, and others. And this woman that made this movie that I'm about to tell you about. What's the name of that woman that made this? Aver? Did she say Aver? Oh, yeah, Aver DuVernay. Another woman that's using Black people, Spike Lee, and all of them. They use these key words to keep most Black people angry, brainwashed, and dumbed down. And it's so weird. If you pay attention, the Blacks believe it. They just believe it. They don't know that it's true or not, right? But they just believe it because these folks use key phrases like racism and bad white people and discrimination and little words and slavery and Jim Crow. And the Blacks just fall for it. It's the darndest thing I've ever seen. I was talking to a Black guy in the gym yesterday about this. And I explained to him, how do you know what they're telling you is real? And I told him about this story I'm about to give you now from a New York cop who is Black and concerning the so-called Central Five, Part 5. What they're telling you in the movie is, according to this guy, is not true. But the Blacks are sucking it up. Sucking it up! This is from the Daily Mail. And I'm telling you this story because Blacks need to wake up. All people need to wake up, but especially the Blacks. Whenever there's a white-on-Black police incident, it doesn't matter if the guy's a thug or not, or the Black lady's a thug. The Blacks are all over it. Oh, look at racism, police brutality. Oh, they don't care that the thug was no good. This is from the Daily Mail. NYPD cop speaks out about Central Park 5. In an exclusive interview with the Daily Mail, the New York Police Department officer who made the first arrest in the Central Park 5 case describes Netflix's new TV series based on the case as total nonsense. So this Ava DuVernay woman, a nonsense woman, in my opinion. So she made this so-called Central Park 5 stories, and the Blacks said, oh, Lord, they so brave, oh, poor people. Without thinking, I wonder if that's true or not. Is this whole thing true? Is it part true, or partially true, or not? They just hear the word racism. White people bad. Here's the first soundbite. This is from the Daily Mail TV, a report on a story.
Eric Reynolds was a police officer in the anti-crime unit when the Central Park attacks and the rape of the jogger Trisha Miley occurred in April of 1989. In addition to distorting the attacks, Reynolds claims prosecutors Elizabeth Lederer and Linda Fairstein, who's played by Felicity Huffman in the show, are being falsely vilified.
We've got suspects. We've got kids in custody. Make them name their accomplices. This is not business as usual. The press is crawling all over this. No kid gloves here.
Amazing. You know what it is? Because white people have not spoken up for themselves. The children of the lie, the people of color, they don't mind destroying white people, whether they're liberal whites or not. Because most black people hate white people, and they can make money off destroying white people because the blacks are going to believe it. It wasn't like this under the Jim Crow law. It wasn't like this during slavery, but they used this lie about slavery to manipulate and control the minds of black people. I have never seen so many people be controlled and brainwashed in all of my bone days. Eric Reynolds tell Daily Mail that the four-part television adaptation is so filled with error that it is a malicious recreation. Here's where Reynolds criticized Netflix.
It's a malicious recreation, their own interpretation, which has nothing to do with the facts, done to rile people up.
Yeah, see there?
A bunch of white dudes jumped in the Bronx last week.
I was flabbergasted. That absolutely was not what occurred. The scene where they're punching the gentleman, it did not happen that way. They were beating him with a pipe. They beat him so savagely, he looked as though his head was dunked in a bucket of blood, according to the cop that found him.
So these black guys beat a white man with pipes, according to the story. Did you hear that part? And all you little brainwashed blacks who are being controlled by black people. Did you hear about that? Here's a quick recap of the case. The five were convicted of various charges, including rape of this woman, Trisha Miley. They serve various sentences, ranging from 5 to 15 years. 11 years later, Matias Reyes come forth and confess that he raped Trisha Miley. Their charges were later vacated, not exonerated. Vacated, not exonerated. But the blacks are like running around believing these black people, just because it's a black movie and it goes against white people. Woe unto anyone who calls good evil and evil good. The officer's frustration stems from Netflix twisting the story. Here's where Eric Reynolds goes over details of the case.
Most people now seem to accept that they were not guilty of the most heinous crime, the rape. You say they were. Why do you think they're guilty?
They were not cleared. The convictions were vacated. They were given the opportunity to have another trial, to be retried. There was no reason to retry them because they had already done their time. The reason why they were granted that is because Matias Reyes came forward with the fictitious claim that he had attacked her alone. The medical evidence alone proves that it was not one person that attacked her. There was plenty of physical evidence. That notion that there was no physical evidence that tied them to the crime is an absolute lie.
Amazing. Isn't that amazing, y'all? Just amazing. And the blacks are running to this movie like they're going to get some watermelons.
You know, it's crazy because people were telling me to put this down. People were telling me to go watch that film, you know, family members and stuff. And my first thought was like, I'm not.
Uh-uh.
Because I just know movies today and shows today, they're overdoing it. They're making up lies. And they're just making up all this kind of stuff. So I definitely was like,
no. That's me. I don't watch this black crap.
Right.
You can't trust it.
Right.
And black people, they got you running around like animals. They are not running around starting riots. And the blacks who have got you making these movies, right? They are not running around starting riots. But they got you doing it while they're sitting in their big homes and movie studios. And you the one looking like the fools. Renner goes on to respond to critics that claims the five were forced to confess. Confess.
And there were those taped confessions, some of which the Netflix series depicts as being coerced by force.
Please, someone, show me the pictures of them. Show me the injuries. Show me the black eyes. Show me the swollen faces. Every single one of them that came out of that precinct had none of that.
Whoa.
I'm just not surprised.
But just think about this, though. You got this Duvernay, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
And Oprah and all these people promoting this stuff. And if it's true what this officer is saying, they are doing it to their own people. They are being evil against black people. Black people are being evil against black people. No evidence of forced confessions.
It's just like what you say with the whole anger thing is if you have anger like that, you make up stuff and you everything is so skewed toward what you believe and that's it. So you make up all kinds of story, you exaggerate it, you make it dramatic.
Yeah.
And that's what all these movies are like. Drama, unreal stories, just like that other movie. I forgot the name of it, with the little black girl. And they just exaggerated that.
Same thing
with
Cortez and the toilet water.
Right.
They just lie. Just lie, and the people just suck it up and go burn down the building. It's so evil to use people like this, too.
Crazy.
But that's what Satan's children do. They use you. Just keep on using me until you use me up. Did we do the one where the offer frustrated stem from that twist in the story?
I think we still have E left.
Oh, we just have E left?
I think so.
So we did C, right? 3C?
We did C.
D.
And D.
And so here's the last one. The officer closes the investigation. The officer closed the interview with comments on the effects of the Netflix series on the public. Listen to this, folks.
Reynolds says the Netflix show is divisive, and that's what's got him worried.
People are enraged by it, and the next time that they have any type of interaction with a cop, it's going to be colored by this perception they have of us. Something could very well happen that wouldn't have happened otherwise had they not seen this.
Right.
This lie.
That's such a good point.
Mm-mm.
It's crazy because what people don't realize is that black people are the ones that are adding the destruction to this whole fake story of police brutality.
Right.
And it's making other black people afraid and nervous when they're pulled over by white people because they're thinking that the story of black brutality or police brutality, whatever, is going to happen. So it's crazy.
This is another reason you got to wake up, folks. So you need to know that you know that you know. It doesn't matter who said it, whether it's Jesse Peterson or Jesse Peterson's mama or your mama, your daddy, the preacher, the sister in the alley. It doesn't matter who said it. The preacher, you need to know for yourself, folks, because you will get used. Now you have black people acting out because they believe in lies from other black so-called professionals and others. And you're getting in trouble. And you're absolutely right. Now,
Yeah. The cops are nervous when they get when they pull over a black person. The black person's nervous because it's like now it just created this tension.
And why Eva DeVay or Denard, what's her name?
Ava. DeVernay.
What else? Sitting up in her little restaurant acting like she all that.
Right.
It's such an evil, nasty woman. If this story is true, what this officer is saying, she is an evil, nasty woman. And anyone that support her. It's so amazing to me. And they are blaming on the white people. They need to find that one black boy who later came and said he did it. I'd like to find out who is behind him. What caused him to confess or say that he did the raping alone? Something's going on with that. And as far as I know, he wasn't even punished or never tried. Who is behind all this? And why are you as an individual, you as an individual person, so influenced by other people? What happened to you that somebody can make you act out without even knowing what's right? Even if I knew, even if this is true, that these five so-called black men did not rape or attack another man in the park or attack that woman. But they went to jail unjustly. And we found that out, right? I ain't going to be having no riot.
Right.
It ain't had nothing to do with me. Just because they're black, I'm going to go out and riot because some black people went to jail unfairly.
It's like you still...
It ain't had nothing to do with me.
It's like you still should have common sense that you're not going to go up there and start killing off everybody because of it.
Because five people went to jail, they were black. I don't even know them. They ain't gonna give me none of that money. It's crazy, folks. It's evil. Good versus evil. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, dad-be-dad-ism, or anti-Semitism. It's either right or wrong, good or evil. How come you look at your life, you can tell then and overcome it? And those guys, according to the story, was a part of a big group of blacks that allegedly beat the man with the pipe, the white man with the pipe. All that been left out. And black people, you're being used. They're making money off you with Netflix movie, making this thing, pretending that they don't know the real truth. And here you are marching right in and coming out angry, attacking white people. And hated white people. They had nothing to do with it. Let's finish the D-Lives and Super Chat. The ones that we didn't get to. Amazing stuff. I'm just telling you this, folks, because really, when I was growing up in Alabama, under the Jim Crow laws, on the plantation, this wasn't happening. It's only started when you turn your lives over to other black people. That's when you went to hell in a handbasket. Think for yourself. Make sure you know what's going on. And you ain't every black. That woman made that song, She's Every Woman. I'm every woman. Remember that song? Yeah. You ain't every black, and you ain't and women. You're not every woman. What's wrong with y'all? It's just not normal. Satan got your mind, and Satan's children are using you. Demoralizing you, coming up with words to deceive you.